You know what I'm here for.
Back on top, punching the clock, clutching sanity. I got more cribs than Habitat for Humanity.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back. Last night, Steph Curry became the all-time leader in three-point shots made, passing Ray Allen's record, which was set back in 2011. And it just got me thinking about how Steph Curry has really revolutionized the game of basketball and how much the game has changed since he's came into the league and even since back when Ray Allen broke that record. A lot has changed since then, and it's really the Steph Curry effect. So shout out to Steph for doing something legendary. We don't see records get broken every single day, but it's good to see that, you know, he was able to break the record, and he did it in so much less time than Ray Allen did. Like, I believe by the time Ray Allen retired, he had played 1,300 regular season basketball games, which is a good amount, and he set the record back in 2011, so it was probably a little bit less than that. But Steph Curry, it took him less than 800 games to break Ray Allen's record. It took him less than 800 games, which is just crazy, man. And you got to think, when Steph Curry came into the league, he had a good couple first years, and I think year three is when his ankles really started bothering him. He missed a bunch of games, and he's missed time since then. Like, he had the season where he only played, I think, 4 or 5 games. And now it's like, you know, he could have broken this record years ago. He could have broken this like 2 years ago. He's dealt with injuries, you know, over the course of his career. He's had seasons where he's missed like 30 games or something like that. So this record could have been broken like maybe in 2019, 2020. Like, it could have been gone by then. But Steph was able to break it last night. It being in Madison Square Garden just felt right. It was like kind of a full circle moment, because a lot of people's first memories of Steph Curry in the NBA might be the game when he dropped 54 in the Garden. I was definitely familiar with Steph Curry from his rookie year on, because what he did in college basketball. But the first time I really remember like getting to watch Steph Curry light somebody up was in the Garden. That game was magical, man. He dropped 54 points on the Knicks, and I was like, wow, that was cool. I was like, I think I was 13 years old at the time. I'm like, wow, that was amazing. And then like, I feel like a lot of kids was like, man, that's kind of cool. Like, a guy really torched a team, shooting three-point shots off the dribble. Hadn't really seen something like that, because guys like Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, all the great three-point shooters before Steph Curry were guys that were great off the catch, great coming off of pin downs and stuff like that. Nobody was really shooting off the dribble like that, not at least to Steph Curry's level. So it was cool to see. And back when Steph Curry was drafted, I think in 2009, like, teams were still kind of working in a three-point shot. They were taking a lot more than when the three-point shot was first incorporated. Kenny Smith was saying when he got drafted in like the 80s, like the mid, late 80s, he said like if a guard took like 3 threes and a half, like they would have to go into the locker room and their big man would be really upset, because why are you taking that many threes? And like, teams back then were taking like 5 attempts a game. I learned today that teams back in 2009, 2010 were only taking 18 three-point attempts a game. Now we see some players take 18 three-point shots in a game by themselves. It's crazy, man. It just shows you how much like Steph Curry has evolved the game. We hear about it a lot. We've heard about it over the years, but now we see everybody taking three-point shots. Like, if you can't really shoot a three-point shot, you're less valuable to a team, which is crazy, because back in the day, like when I first started watching basketball, guys like, you know, Jason Capono didn't get a lot of playing time because they were just three-point shooters. It took JJ Redick a long time to become a starter because he was just a three-point shooter. And now we see guys like Duncan Robinson, we see guys like Joe Harris, Davis Bertans. These guys are getting paid $15 million plus every single season because they can shoot 40% from downtown. They are elite three-point shooters. 10 years ago, guys weren't getting bags for shooting a three-point shot. You were seen as a liability on the defense side of the ball, which still kind of is true if you're just a three-point shooter, but you can still play a valuable amount of minutes if you can shoot a three-point shot these days. Back then, you couldn't do that. You had to, you know, at least be effective on the defensive side of the floor as well. And guys weren't really doing that back then. And a lot of that is due to the Golden State Warriors, but mainly Steph Curry. Steph Curry's really just changed the game, man. And I don't think we've seen a player, like, he's one of the few in our lifetime that's really just changed the game. Like, we've seen our fair share of legends, but Steph Curry, like, almost single-handedly has changed the way, like, guards are coming up in the league. Like, Trae Young's a prime example. He's somebody that takes a lot of, you know, deep three-point shots. He's somebody that's been able to dominate the game as a smaller guard. You know, back, like, in the, like, Allen Iverson was somebody, he dominated the game as a smaller guard, but his stuff was getting to the basket, slashing and stuff like that, finishing in the paint. Steph Curry has really dominated the league over the last, what, 6-7 years? Off of shooting, off of jump shooting, off of three-point shots mainly. Like, it's just crazy to see the way that, you know, his game is still super relevant at 33 years old, and I don't see any signs of him slowing down within the next, like, 4 years at least. Like, I think Steph can play until he's, like, 40, and he'll still be a very effective basketball player because he has a skill that will keep him around for a long time, and that's being able to shoot the ball at an elite level. And we've seen guys that have been, good three-point shooters, you know, in the past, like, but nobody shoots it at the volume and the rate that Steph Curry does with the efficiency. He's, well, I think 43% on his career. Like, this is supposed to be a down year for Steph Curry shooting a three-point shot. Like, he's shooting 40% right now, and that's a down year for him. This is a man that was 50-49. He shot, like, 45% from three-point range on, like, 11 attempts, I think, in 2016. Like, he was crazy. Like, Kenny Smith said it best, man. Because the game was on TNT last night. Kenny Smith said it best. He said, I think this record will get broken someday. I think his record will get broken someday. Now, when Steph retires, he might have like 4,000 made threes. He might have around that much. Like, he's going to keep going up on the charts. But Kenny Smith basically said, I think this record will be broken one day. But nobody will be a better shooter than Steph Curry. And I think that's facts because we see volume of, you know, three-point shots are going up every single year. I think teams are attempting like, what, 43s this season? Like, or maybe it's like 35 or something like that. But we've seen teams like really attempt like over 43 point shots a game. We've seen a lot of times like the Houston Rockets teams from a few years ago, they were taking 53s almost routinely. And I think like somebody will probably pass the record strictly off of volume. Maybe one day, I'm not sure. But nobody will be the shooter that Steph Curry is, and I don't think anybody's gonna change the game from a jump shooting aspect like Steph Curry has. And it's just really crazy to think. I know I said this earlier, but imagine if he didn't have the ankle injuries and he didn't miss that many games. Like, if he had durability like LeBron James has had, like, this record would have been shattered a long time ago and he would be way ahead of everybody. And I remember when Mark Jackson was saying, like, I got the best jump shooting backcourt of all time. And people thought he was crazy. I seen somebody brought that tweet from SportsCenter back onto the timeline, and all the tweets under it were like, man, Mark Jackson's crazy for saying this. There's no way they're the best shooting backcourt of all time. Blah, blah, blah. Like, a bunch of people were saying a bunch of things, and Mark Jackson was right. And as great as a shooter as Klay Thompson is, Steph Curry is just a better shooter than him. Like, that's crazy to say. And, you know, Steph has broken this record faster than anybody probably could have thought. And, you know, it's just crazy, man. It's great to see, like, because, like I said, you don't see records get broken every single day, especially in the NBA world. That's why if people were, you know, trying to still slander Steph Curry after last night's game or during his moment, that's BS, man. Y'all should just be watching basketball to enjoy these moments, like enjoy these times, man. And there's no room to be hating players, man. I don't think there's a player in the league that's really worth hating right now. Honestly, you can maybe not like their game or something like that, but you shouldn't be hating on them. And Steph Curry's a prime example of that because I remember back when the Warriors were super dominant and they won 73 games. I, along with a lot of basketball fans, were praying on their downfall. Like, I'm going to just admit it, like, I was praying on their downfall. As big as a fan as I was as Klay Thompson, I was a Steph Curry fan before he blew up. And I really wanted them to, like, lose that season. But now it's just like, you know, enjoy basketball. Enjoy these players while they're still here. Like I said, Steph's 33 years old. Who knows how many great seasons he has left. We would hope he maybe has, like, 4 or 5 left. Has the longevity of, you know, LeBron and Chris Paul still playing elite basketball. But you never know. You never know what can happen. So hopefully he still plays great basketball during the next half decade. But for the time being, enjoy great basketball. Steph Curry's playing great basketball. Every night he's on the floor, he's one of the most showtime players that the league has seen over the last decade. So enjoy him while he's still here and enjoy everybody else while they are too. Not sure what this video is turning into, but Steph Curry, man, breaking records. Breaking records with ease. Shout out to him. Yeah, Steph Curry, man. Steph is incredible. He's incredible. He's changed the game. Our kids around the country are shooting three-point shots like routinely as soon as they walk into the gym. That's the Steph Curry effect. The Steph Curry effect is real, and he's now cemented as the greatest shooter of all time. And I think that title is going to stick for at least a very, very, very long time, for sure. But appreciate y'all for tuning in. Leave a like, subscribe, and I'll be back tomorrow to talk more basketball with y'all. Peace.
Off season. Let's work. Hey, plotting my escape this game.